One of the common topics in Proverbs is wealth and poverty. Proverbs 19 has several verses that speak of how people look at these and, in contrast, how God sees them. So let's look at 10 Proverbs in the next 10 minutes about this and many other interesting subjects. Let's start in verse 4. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. People cater to rich people. Men in general treat wealthy people differently. They favor them. Now, of course, when the Bible says that wealth makes many friends, those friends are not true friends. They don't care about the rich person. They may not even like him or her, but they treat that person differently and special because of that person's money. Times haven't changed, have they? Verse 7 is a great commentary. It says, a poor man, on the other hand, is despised. Verse 7 says, all the brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with words, yet they abandon him. Proverb number 2 for today is in verse 11. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. Use your head. Don't give in to anger without thinking the situation over. Discretion, that is good judgment, puts the brakes on the feeling of anger. God gave us feelings, but He also gave us a mind to control them. We can do this if we choose. This is harder for some people than it is for others, and we'll see that later in this chapter. But it's also harder in some situations for all of us. But our will can overcome anger. The last part of this proverb builds on the first part. Sometimes it's best to overlook a fault in other people, even if you're angry and you feel like retaliating. There is a place for standing up for yourself and correcting wrong, but there are also times when it's best to overlook transgressions. The third proverb is in verse 13. A foolish son is the ruin of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. There are two kinds of trouble in this verse. One is trouble with children, and the other is marriage problems. These are some of the most worrisome trials on earth. The first is a foolish son, and Solomon has already said a lot about this in this book. Here he says that such a son is the ruin of his father. He ruins his father's peace of mind. He ruins his joy, and he can even ruin his father's health. The last part is about a complaining, argumentative wife. She's like a constant drip. She won't stop. And Solomon will have more to say about a hateful wife later in this book. And though these verses have been the occasion for many jokes over the years, a husband who has to live with a woman like this finds little humor in this verse. Proverb number 4 for today is in verse 14, which is a pleasant contrast to the previous proverb. Here the Bible says, houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. He speaks again about a familiar custom in Israel, an inheritance. This, he said, is from fathers. Earlier, he said that a wise man leaves an inheritance to his grandchildren. So he's not criticizing the idea of leaving something after you die. But he is teaching that there is something even more valuable in this life, and that is a prudent wife, a wise woman, a virtuous, discerning woman. Such a wife is far more valuable than houses and money. And later, this book says in Proverbs 31, verse 10, that her price is far above rubies. And Proverbs chapter 19, verse 14 says that such a wife is from the Lord. The next example is in verse 17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. The entire Bible teaches us to help the poor. Here Solomon says that when we do, we are, in a sense, lending to the Lord. We are doing good to people who are made in God's image, so in that sense, we are lending to the Creator. And what does the last part mean? And he, that is God, will pay back what he, that is the person, has given. This simply means that the Lord will pay back those that give to the poor. Psalm 41 verse 1 says, blessed is he that considers the poor, the Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. In Luke 6:38, Jesus said, give and it will be given to you. And in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, in the great judgment scene, Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Proverb number 6 on our list is verse 18. "Chasten your son while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction." Proverbs also says much about educating children, and it repeatedly says that disciplining a child is a vital part of his education. There's a short opportunity to form and mold a child's character and his habits, and the first 6 years are extremely important, and it's especially necessary to correct them then. This verse says to chasten children, to discipline them, which Solomon says repeatedly in this book, involves corporal punishment. Do this, parents, now. He says, chasten your son while there is hope. If you wait until your child is 16 or 12 or even 7, you've waited too long. The word destruction in the last part of this verse is from a Hebrew word which means to die. When a child is not restrained when he's young, he'll get into trouble later because of his lack of self-control, and this may lead to his death. Proverb number 7 is in verse 19. "A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again." Anger gets a person into trouble. Jesus talked about this in Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. Here Solomon says that a person of great wrath will be punished. This is a person who gets mad and causes fights and arguments and makes a wreck of things. This is a man of great wrath, a quick-tempered person, a person who is angry a lot, and even gets so used to feeling mad that he may think that it's normal, if he even cares about it. But he's hooked on anger. He's a slave to it. And if you step in to put out the fire that he starts, you'll have to do it again because he'll get mad about something else. This is why Solomon says in this book, not to become friends with a person like this. Proverb number 8 is in verse 21. "There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand." The first part of this verse describes every one of us. You have many plans, and sometimes you may be like Martha. She was worried and fretful about many things. Luke chapter 10, 38 through 42. But your plans are always subject to circumstances. How many times do your plans fail or change? But not the counsel of the Lord. Nothing can change the will of God. Nothing man does can stop God. The Lord is over everything. He knows everything. So what could possibly interfere with His divine providence? So the question is, do you trust your plans or the counsel of God? Proverb number 9 is in verse 25. "Strike a scoffer, and the simple will become wary. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will discern knowledge." This is a verse about correction and how it affects different people in different ways. In the Old Testament, the law required that offenders be punished. Sometimes that was a beating with rods or a whip. He says that the simple, that is, the undiscerning person, the naive and gullible individual, will take notice when a scoffer is beaten. He'll wake up and be more careful about his actions. But his point is, it doesn't take a beating to get a wise man to listen. All you have to do is correct him with words, and he'll pay attention. Remember Proverbs chapter 17, verse 10? Rebuke is more effective for a wise man than 100 blows on a fool. And proverb number 10 for today is a follow-up on this verse. It is found in verse 29. "Judgments are prepared for scoffers, and beatings for the backs of fools." These are beatings ordered by judges in Israel after a trial, not some kind of random violence. They are judgments of courts. There are some people that won't listen to words, you can't warn them, and they're not afraid of threats. So the only way to get their attention, at least for a while, is through a beating prescribed by the court. Notice that this is to be a beating on his back, not his face or his head or the frontal area. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 3 says that a rod is for the fool's back, and in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 2, the Bible says, if the wicked deserves to be beaten, the judge will cause him to lie down and be beaten. And these are 10 great proverbs the world needs to study today.